And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Series tickets are available for the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's upcoming season, their Masterworks Concert Series, and the Chamber Music Series. You can stop by their website, acadianasymphony.org, for more information. The Conservatory of Music will start their classes on Monday, August 20th. You can register now for courses. Again, go to acadianasymphony.org. Several exhibits on display at the Hilliard University Art Museum. You can stop by their website for a complete listing of exhibits and information about the museum. And the Wildcat Foundation presents Primp Your Pit this month of August only. You can get your pit bull spayed or neutered for a very nominal fee. They are a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping pets, the Wildcat Spay Nation. You can stop by their website for more information. That's spaynation.net. And tomorrow in Lake Charles, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is hosting a job fair for veterans and military spouses in Lake Charles. That will be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Lake Charles Civic Center Exhibition Hall. All veterans and their spouses are invited. There are over 50 companies at the Lake Charles Civic Center tomorrow for the Hiring Our Heroes job fair. There will be an oral history and poetry reading in Grand Coteau on Thursday, August 9th from 7 to 9 p.m. Miss Jeanette Williams will be giving the oral history of Grand Coteau, and poet Jonathan Moody will be reading his poetry. Afterwards, there will be an open mic session that will be following the two readings at Casa Azul in Grand Coteau. And the 2012 Murder Mystery Dinner Theater, which will help to support the Big Sisters, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana, will be held this coming Friday at the Cajun Dome Convention Center. It's called A Night of Political Suicide. And opening this Friday, Barely Airs by the Pandemonium Theater Group in Crowley at the Grand Opera House of the South. Tickets will be available an hour before each performance, or you can go to the Opera House's website. Also, this Saturday, there will be readings by Patrice Melnick and Kim Vodica, who have just recently published new works that will be downtown in Carpe Diem. Stay tuned to KRVS. In just a moment, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.